I don't know if Misery Loves Company does you any good, but in Sunday's Tribune, Eric Zorn wrote that he was on furlough earlier this month. Union members at the Tribune have to take 3 weeks of unpaid summer break. That's what's happening to people in their industry. He went to the Department of Employment Security website here in Illinois. Quote, an error has occurred while attempting to process your unemployment insurance service request, said the on-screen message. Have you run into this before? How many thousands and thousands of Illinoisans have run into this? Zorn continues. Odd, because my first request in June had gone through smoothly. I was simply updating and recertifying my claim. What error? Most online forms and applications are good at flagging mistakes and omissions so that you can correct them. Highlighted them in they highlight them in red. For example, or posting an alert along the lines of you must enter a valid zip code. How many of us have had to go back and go, oh yeah, I missed that, and then you type in the zip code and then you go to the next page. But not at IDES. At IDES, you can't even backtrack to try to figure out the problem. For security purposes, the on-screen message continued, you have been logged out. Ugh. The site invited me to log back in and try the whole thing over again, or to call the toll-free hotline for guidance. I called the number and worked my way through a five-step options tree. A recorded voice told me that the system was experiencing very heavy call volumes and to try back later. Click. My next reaction was considerably louder and more colorful, Eric Zorn wrote. Hey, Eric, how are you, man?
Hey, John. Nice to talk to you.
I'm sorry.
You do a great job. Can I have you do my book on tape?
I bobbled it more than I'd like. I think it's really well written, and I'm so glad you wrote it because I think a lot of people are going through just what you went through yourself. You must have gotten quite a response from that.
Yeah, a lot of response. I heard from a lot of people who have similar frustrations and even different ones where, like, they try to get in with a password, and the password has changed, and they answer the security questions the way they are accurate as far as they're concerned, and the system doesn't recognize their answers, and they don't know why their password has been deactivated, and it is just the worst system. And you know, and you highlighted the one that I just found completely galling, which is at some point filling out my recertification form, I made some mistake. I don't know what it was. I'm assuming it was minor. And it said, "But you've made a mistake," and then it just logs you out and says, "Start again." And I tried that, and then tried calling the number. And of course, at the time that I called the number, all you got was this message saying we're really busy, and then it hangs up on you. It doesn't say leave a number, we'll call back, which it now does. Allegedly, they've changed the system on last Thursday. They changed the system so that you can enter your phone number supposedly, and then they'll call you back at a certain time.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. So if you did that, call me 312-981-7200. Tell me if the state is getting back to you. Keep going,
well,
Eric.
I can tell you that I tried that as I was writing this column. I said, well, I better give this a try. And it just, I tried entering my phone number, and it said, I'm sorry, we're having an error, call back, and it hung up. So I gave up. Now, I will say this, that one of my colleagues, the one I referred to in the paper who had called 90 times, said that the callback system did work for him, that it didn't call back when it said it would, but it did call back. Another one, a colleague, and you know, these are just people you know and I know, they're at the paper, said she said she'd called about 200 times and had not been able to get through. And so then it took them, and the thing is about this is I understand that this is an unprecedented situation, and the system is burdened with, I think, something like 12 times the number of requests they've had before. The system was not built to handle this. So I thought that people who jumped on Governor Pritzker and the system right away when this started going south back in March and April were premature. I thought, look, give these guys a break. This is something they couldn't have anticipated. But it's been 4 months now. And this is a really important lifeline for a lot of people. I say in the column, it's not for me. This is not something that, it's going to make a big difference for me whether I get this check now or later, if I have to dip into savings to pay my cable bill. This is these are trivial matters as far as, when you look at the kinds of things that other people are going through, people who need this money now to pay their rent.
I wonder how many people in line for food right now would not be there, but they didn't get their unemployment.
Yeah, it's unimaginable that it took them this long. And, they called in Deloitte, and they've tried to do various things. But the fact that 4 months later you're still getting an error message that says, it won't even tell you what the error is, and it logs you out, that's inexcusable. And the fact that people just are being baffled by the most basic thing, it just is not user-friendly. And, I did talk to some people who contacted me after this who said that it has always been kind of bad, but it was doably bad because the number of requests was down, and you were ultimately able to get through. Now it's really, really hard to get through. The good news, again, is that they now have this callback feature, and I don't know how well it's working. It didn't work for me, but I've heard that it has worked for other people.
Okay, but I want to say this too, Eric. I'm not a super critic of J.B. Pritzker.
Me neither.
I'm not smart enough to know if the guy's doing a good job or bad job. And in the midst of a pandemic, it's even, to me, more complicated. But and I appreciate the fact that I think Illinois has done about as good a job as any state in tamping down the virus.
I agree.
But I'm tired of them crowing about that and not even acknowledging the cluster that this IDES line has been. They need to own it. They need to talk about it more. And you know what? They need to get back to us. They don't even return. They won't even take our calls.
They won't take your calls at the station.
No.
Right.
I mean, I, and maybe because they don't want to talk about how badly it's going, but they at least have to do that.
Well, I agree. They did on Thursday. Another announcement they made was they're announcing that Kristen Richards is going to be the new director. They got the old director of IDES out, and they've got a new director in. Kristen Richards has a really good reputation in Springfield. She was the chief of staff for John Cullerton. She's the chief of staff for Don Harmon now, the Senate president. People say that she's a really smart, really can-do administrator.
Oh, that's good news.
And so that's, but again, it's sort of like, why does it take them so long to figure out that this is a real crack up?
I don't know.
And they need to fix it. And again, it's really important for some people. It's not really important to me. It's annoying to me, but it is not critical to me. But there are people who have food to put on the table. They've got rent to pay. They've got car payments to make, and they're not being able to do it because the system is so bad.
Marty on line two says, I've been calling for 5 weeks. They still haven't called back. And you guys, I have 30 seconds left, but I just want to put this voice on the air. Patricia, did you try the callback program, and did they call you back?
They did. I called on Thursday, and I left my number, and I was like, good luck with that. But they did actually call me back on Friday.
Oh, good.
And it was fixed. But we'll see tomorrow if I actually get my money. Because the problem I had was my internet went out, and so I couldn't certify online.
Yeah.
And because you can't talk to them. Because the website says the best way to certify is online.
Yeah, that is the very worst of it. I'm glad at least they called you back.
Yeah, and one thing is that people like me, I'm used to computers. I've got computers at home. I've got my phone. I've got all this other stuff.
Right.
People who are not as digitally
that you couldn't
blessed.
Do it. That you had trouble, Eric. I thought, okay, good. If Eric Zorn can't figure it out, then that's validation for the rest of us that maybe it's not us. It's them. I'm out of time. You can read Eric Zorn's piece in the Tribune. Thumbs up, JB was the, or Time's Out, not thumbs up. Thumbs down, Eric Zorn in Sunday's Trib. Thanks, Eric. Good luck
to
you.
Good talking to you, John. Thanks.
All right, stay well.